Heading our cast is one of America's great stars. Starting on Broadway as an ingenue in a company with the great Mrs. Fisk, she became one of America's best-loved leading ladies in such outstanding plays as East is West, She Stoops to Conquer, Jealousy, and Dodsworth. Summoned to Hollywood quite a few years ago, she soon became one of movie's biggest names. Winning the Academy Award for her work in Jezebel in 1938, she's gone on to score successes in Bill of Divorcement, Our Town, Cry Havoc, The Heavenly Body, and more than a score of other fine pictures. So it's a great honor indeed to have as our guest this week, Miss Faye Bainter.
Thank you very much, Les. Having heard how much you think of this week's play, I think it's an honor to have been selected as its star. And I'm looking forward to the raising of the curtain.
Well, we too are looking forward to the play, Faye, and we hope that you'll also be with us for a brief chat after the curtain comes down.
I'll be right here, Les.
Thanks very much, Miss Faye Bainter. The curtain is up, and here is the play.
Hyacinth, where's my... Hyacinth!
I'm hearing you, Kathy. I'm down to the spring.
Well, come up here and get me my victuals.
I'm coming. Just keep your shirt on.
There's no fire. Full of ashes. Hyacinth!
Stop your yelling, I'm here. Didn't expect you to be up so early.
Well, I am up. And there ain't no victuals, and there ain't no fire in the stove to cook them, either.
There ain't no kindling wood.
Well, there's a whole pile of wood in the shed.
Can't split. Can't burn them logs.
There's an axe, ain't there?
There is an axe, Taffy Jones, and it's just waiting for you to grab hold of it and split up some kindling wood.
What are you sitting down in that rocker for this time of day? And what's got into you?
Nothing's got into me.
Kind of sudden to stop cutting wood, ain't it? You did it yesterday, didn't you?
I did. The day before that, and the weeks before, and the years before. But I ain't doing it no more. I'm fed up with splitting kindling wood, hauling it in, and watching it burn up.
What are you talking about?
I don't know exactly, except I'm fed up. I guess I'm tired. But it just came over me yesterday that there just wasn't no sense in splitting up kindling wood and stuffing it in the stove. It just crackles and the flames shoot up and it gives off heat for a while. And then there's nothing but ashes left.
That wood done when it was supposed to. It cooked my bacon, boiled my coffee, didn't it? And filled my stomach with hot victuals?
I guess so, Taffy. But after you was gone, I went to the stove and I put my hand in and I got a handful of ashes. And I stood there watching them slip through my fingers.
That was a crazy thing to do. Scooping out ashes with your hands.
That's what I am. Ashes. Nothing but white ashes.
I never heard such talk.
I must have been feeling these things for a long time, but didn't know what it meant until just now.
Well, now that you know, you can quit talking and get me some victuals.
No. I'm going to sit here and think about it some more, till I'm all thawed out.
You ain't expecting me to wait till that happens, are you?
No, Taffy, you don't have to wait. It may take a long time.
Well, I ain't going to put up with it. I'm going down to the crossroads. Oh, there, Taffy Jones, you're home.
That you, Taffy?
Is that you, Taffy, she says. And who else should be walking into my cabin at the crack of dawn? Or was you expecting callers?
You've been drinking.
I've been drinking and I've been eating. Eating and drinking.
That's the way things has always been.
What things you talking about?
When the misery comes on the house, the men folks drink. And women sat rocking all night.
And I've been talking, too. Yes, and I've been thinking. You ain't the only one what can figure things out.
Never said I was.
I told him down to the crossroads what you done to me.
I ain't done nothing to you.
And I had plenty of advice. Real advice. I got grounds for a divorce.
You ain't.
Yes, I have. There was a feller from over the mountains. Knew a heap about law, he did. And he was as smart as a whip. Told me about a woman who wouldn't cook her old man some victuals. And you know what happened? He put her outside of his house and made her go home. And never took her back.
Is that what you're fixing to do to me?
You ain't got no folks to go to. But I'm going to divorce you just the same.
How are you doing that?
I'll show you. See this?
Looks like a piece of charcoal to me.
That's just what it is. And with it, I'm going to put you away. I'm drawing a line down the middle of this floor. And this will be my end of the cabin. And that end will be yours. And you can sit in that fool rocking chair from now till all get out, for all I care. But don't let me catch you coming over to my end of the cabin. There. That line splits us right in two. You are hereby and henceforth divorced. And have left my bed and board and...
How are you going to cook without a stove? It's on my side of the line.
I don't hear you. As far as I'm concerned, you're just one of the neighbors living a half a mile down the road.
There, that does it, Taffy. Now hand me up that stovepipe.
Thanks, Andy. You're a real pal.
I can't figure out what you want with two stoves in the cabin, though. Place looks sort of queer with a stovepipe coming out the side of the house. Look. Ain't that Hyacinth crawling out beyond the window?
That's Hyacinth, all right.
What she want to go out the window for? Didn't she use the door?
She ain't got a door.
Well, ain't that a door I walked through a minute ago?
It's on my side of the charcoal line.
Never heard the like of that.
Must be one of the neighbors. Come in.
Morning, Hyacinth.
Morning, Andy. I heard you pounding and came by to ask you to come over to my end of the cabin. I got some fixing I want done. When you're all through here, of course.
Oh, sure. I guess that's all for you, ain't it, Taffy?
I guess so. I'll let you know. Hey, don't
do Andy,
that.
Stop!
What's the matter?
Don't step across that line.
Go around. Use the door.
You mean I can't step across that line to get to the other end of the cabin?
Come around to the window and I'll let you in.
What's got into you two? Taffy has to have another stove and you have to crawl out the window and knock on the door like you're a stranger... All because of a black line across the middle of the cabin. Mighty queer, if you ask me.
We ain't crazy, Mr. Collinswood. It ain't that at all. Yesterday morning, Taffy divorced me. That's what that line's down the middle for. It's setting me apart from Taffy.
You mean you ain't married to Taffy Jones no more?
Not since yesterday morning. I guess I'm a widow woman now.
She ain't a widow. I gotta be dead before she can be a widow.
Well, if she's divorced, that means she ain't married to no one. Ain't that right?
That's about the size of it.
And a woman who ain't married, she can get married, can't she?
Why are you asking me all them fool questions?
Well, this here divorce, Hyacinth sort of gets another chance to look over the men who ain't been spoken for.
You mean them that's been passed over? It'd be mighty poor picking, I can tell you that. It's like when war comes. The sound of limb and heart get taken first. And then when the government gets hard up for men, they start in culling over what's left.
Now, see here, Taffy Jones.
Everybody knows Andy would have been one of them doughboys, too, if he hadn't laughed at that dressed-up fellow with spurs on his boots.
Well, I was just wondering if the boy's loud enough for this fellow to hear what fur he needed spurs to ride an automobile. And just because he... accidentally fell in the mud. I had to stay locked up for the whole war while you was over in Europe picking off them Germans like they was in a shooting gallery. I can outshoot you any day in the week, Taffy Jones.
Maybe. I ain't saying you're not a good shot. But I am saying you can't shoot any Germans while sitting in the guardhouse.
I don't need you to tell me that. Come on, Hyacinth. Show me what you want done.
I just want you to take your saw and cut a door in my end of the cabin. I don't feel right crawling in and out of that window 40 times a day.
Well, you're right, Hyacinth. It ain't fitting for you to be doing that. Besides, I suppose you have callers. You want them to come in through the window?
Callers?
And who's going to call? She ain't had a caller since I don't know when.
Now that she ain't married and is all by herself, I was thinking she might get sort of lonely and hankering for someone to talk to.
That's real nice, Andy, to think of that. The house is kind of empty since the divorce. When Taffy Jones put me aside with a piece of charcoal.
I chopped enough killing wood to last you a few days.
Thank you kindly, Andy. Just because it gave you a bite of food, you didn't have to do all that work.
Oh, weren't no trouble. I must say, though, that axe is dull and full of nicks.
Taffy, that is my used-to-be husband, never got around to sharpening it.
I see Taffy's coming downstairs. Hello, Taffy.
No use calling. Can't hear you. It's just like we was living down the road half a mile. Is it getting dark out yet?
No, still early. Won't be dark for another hour.
I wouldn't want you to fall over something in the dark.
Well, I can take care of myself. But I was just wondering something about you, Hyacinth.
What's that?
How are you expecting to live? You ain't got no money and a man to look after you.
I haven't given no thought. I got a side of bacon and some flowers and a whole sack of taters.
That won't last long. What'll you do when that's gone?
I don't know. Ain't thought that far ahead. I just been thinking backwards instead of forward.
That ain't gonna feed you and get you clothes.
When I get caught up with my thinking, then I can start thinking up ahead. I can't do both at once. It's too much for me.
What you been thinking about?
No. About when I was a girl, getting courted and then the wedding. And when the baby died. And what a little box it took when we buried him up there on the hill. And how I sat in this old rocker for 2 whole days, waiting for Taffy, my used-to-be husband, to come home from the crossroads.
Yeah. Yeah. Taffy's gone out. Guess he pays attention, even he is pretending to be half mile down the road.
Wonder if he's upset. I mean about divorcing me.
Ain't said nothing to you, has he?
No.
Well, he would have said something if he cared.
Can't tell about a man. I knew he cared when the baby died, but he didn't say a word. He just stood there, crumbling lumps of dirt into the grave with his fingers. As if he couldn't bear to hear the big clods thump on that little box.
That was years ago. He's forgot about it.
I'm sure. Men ain't like women. They lock the gall up inside of them and then do something crazy like to show people they don't care. Women hide their ache and their sobbing.
Yeah. I'm fixing to ask you something, Hyacinth.
Guess you can ask me anything you want.
You don't think I'm one of them culls, do you? Like Taffy said?
No.
And because I never married, it was because no one would have me?
I reckon you could have had your pick of just about any girl in the valley.
Except one. That was you, Hyacinth. You're the only one I ever wanted.
But you never asked me, Andy.
Hyacinth, I'm asking you now.
What can you ask? Now?
To marry me. You can't go on like this. Taffy don't want you no more. Right now, like as not, he's down the crossroads drinking. You can get a real divorce, legal, and then I got a trade. And I'll build you a house, a better one than this old cabin.
No, I can't do no thinking like that.
Why not?
I suppose it's because I told the preacher I'd take Taffy for worse or for better.
But ain't he broke every promise he ever made to you? You don't have to keep any promise to Taffy when he's broke his'n.
When I stood up to be married, I didn't make any promises to Taffy Jones.
Oh, you did. You sure did. I was at the wedding and I heard.
I didn't make no promise to Taffy. Them promises I made on my wedding day wasn't made to a man. They was made to God Almighty. Evening, Mr. Taffy Jones.
Evening, Hyacinth.
Is there something?
It's kind of cool tonight.
You didn't traipse all the way over here to tell me that, did you?
I was wondering, are you fixing to make a fire tonight?
Supposing I am.
Well, it's this way. If I make a fire, and you make one too, my cabin gets too hot. One fire's all that's needed to take the chill off.
In that case, I ain't building a fire.
I thought maybe, seeing as how you got all that kindling wood...
Andy was kind enough to split that up for me. And I ain't wasting it on you.
Andy never hung around here much before, but he's sure been hanging around plenty lately, ain't he?
Supposing he has.
Well, it don't look right, him coming and staying so late. What's he want, anyhow?
It's none of your business, but I'm going to tell you. He wants to marry me.
Are you aiming to do it?
I don't know. But I've been giving it a lot of thought. An awful lot of thought, Mr. Taffy Jones.
Hey, evening, Hyacinth.
Evening, Andy.
Well, ain't you going to ask me in?
Oh, you can come in, but you can't stay long. Can't have you here after dark.
Oh, I can go home in the dark. I ain't afraid of the dark.
Listen, you ain't. That's not the reason.
What is the reason?
The neighbors. I got neighbors. And they start talking if men folks stay after dark.
What neighbors? There's no one with... You don't mean Taffy?
I do.
Where's he now?
Specter's upstairs.
Hyacinth, remember what I asked you the other night?
You mean about your being a carpenter and wanting to build a house?
I mean about you getting a genuine divorce and marrying me. Now, don't pretend you don't remember.
If there's one thing a woman never forgets, Andy, it's the number of men who want to marry her. It comes in handy sometimes, too.
If you didn't forget, that means you've been thinking about it.
Yes, I guess it did.
And what are you going to say?
It was mighty fetching of you to ask me, Andy.
Is that all you're going to say?
Well, that's about all I can say, except...
Except what?
Thank you for asking me.
Well, it don't do no good to thank me unless you'll say yes.
No. I don't suppose you do know why I'm thanking you, you men who always do the asking.
I don't know what.
That the nicest thing that can happen to a woman is to be asked to be a wife. And now twice in my life, that's happened to me. That's why I'm thanking you, Andy, for making me happy.
I reckon it don't take much to make some people happy.
You're right, Andy. It don't take much. Come in.
I just come over to ask you to let me have a few taters till I can get a chance to buy some. I just dropped by to give you that can of milk I borrowed the other day.
I just made a big mess of pot liquor today and thought you might want to have some. Too much for just one person. Get a bird pie out of those crows you shot yesterday and just thought you might like to try some.
Here, give me a hand with this. Get it through your door.
Well, you gotta turn it. What in the world are you trying to tote that big thing for? What is it?
You'll see in a minute.
A new rocking chair.
I brung it for you.
But I got one.
Oh, that old thing. It squeaks so I can't sleep at night when you're rocking it. You ought to throw it out.
I'll do no such thing. I'll keep it set in myself when I have company. And the company can set in the new chair. My, it's pretty. With all that carving on the back. What is it?
Oh, that's a little baby with no clothes on. With wings and holding a bow and arrow. Sit down and see how you like it.
Nice. Oh, but here, you sit. I'll use the old one.
Well, just try it. You wouldn't want to come over to my place and play some checkers?
I guess I could. Just a minute while I get my bonnet.
What do you need with a bonnet?
Starting to rain. Hear it? I can't go out in the rain bareheaded.
Hyacinth, it's sort of foolish for you and me to be running around outside in the rain just to get to my end.
Well, there ain't no other way for me to get there.
Oh, you could just forget about that charcoal line.
It's there, ain't it?
Well, yes, but I could rub it out.
You draw that line down the middle of the floor. You divorced me, Taffy Jones. With a little piece of charcoal, you put me away from you. And now you think all you got to do is to rub out that line.
Now, look, Hyacinth, I'm asking you to come back. We've been making darn fools of ourselves running around this cabin every hour. Everyone's laughing his fool head off at us down at the crossroads. Ain't you getting tired of it?
I have been almost from the time it started.
Then why don't you come back?
You put me in this end of the cabin, Taffy Jones. And if you put me here, you can figure out how you're going to get me back.
Concern it. I don't care if you never come back. I'm going down the crossroads.
You'll get good and wet if you go out.
I don't care how wet it gets. This way. Follow me. Come on in. Well, we made it.
Why are you two coming here in this storm?
Let Taffy tell you, Hyacinth.
I got to get my breath. I went down to crossroads just like I said. But I didn't do no drinking, Hyacinth. You can sniff my breath if you want to. Because I was thinking how to get you back across that charcoal line. And while I was sitting and racking my brains, I looked up and I saw him. I brung him back with me.
And why did you fetch our preacher up here and get him half drowned?
You're going to get married again. That is, if you have me.
You mean you're asking me to marry you, Taffy Jones?
Yes, Hyacinth. Just like I did once before. I'm asking you to marry me so I can rub out that darn fool charcoal line. You ain't going to say no, are you?
I didn't say no the first time, did I?
We are gathered together here in the sight of God to join together this man and this woman in holy matrimony. I require and charge you both, as ye shall answer at the dreadful day of judgment, when the secrets of all hearts shall be disclosed. If you know any impediments why you may not be lawfully joined together in matrimony, you now confess.
There's that poor charcoal line.
That's nothing. This ceremony will erase it. Hyacinth, repeat after me. I, Hyacinth, take thee, Taffy, to be my wedded husband.
I, Hyacinth, take thee, Taffy, to be my wedded husband.
To have and to hold.
To have and to hold.
For better, for worse. For richer, for poorer.
For worse, for better, for richer, for poorer. In sickness and health, love, charity. Till death do us.
Now, Taffy, you pay attention. Those whom God hath joined together, let no man put asunder.
Just as soon as I get some kindling wood, I'll cook you some victuals.
Now, here is our director, Les Mitchell.
And here's our star, Miss Faye Bainter. Faye, you made a wonderful Hyacinth, and we enjoyed your performance very much.
Shucks, Les. Reckon 'twas such a... I guess I got a little too much into character.
Well, you've been getting into a variety of characters for a good many years, Faye. Now, would you like to tell us a little bit about your early days in the theater?
Well, I wouldn't want to mention dates. But I was playing ingenues in Seattle during the days when the Alaskan gold miners used to come down there for their recreation. I was lucky enough to please some of them with my performances. And they tossed gold nuggets onto the stage.
Well, that's a nice thing to have tossed at you. I didn't used to be so lucky. I rather imagine the nuggets came in handy at some time or another during the course of your career.
They certainly did, Les. The last one was traded in for food just before I got my first break.
You've been making your own breaks for a very long time now, and I think you've deserved the great success you've had in the theater and in the movies.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure working with you and with the talented cast you've assembled. I'd like to thank Fred Howard, who played Taffy in particular. I'll be glad to serve him up some victuals anytime. You're invited too, Les.
Thank you very much, Faye Bainter.
In the cast, you heard Fay Bainter as Hyacinth, Fred Howard as Taffy, Will Wright as Andy, and Don Shelton as the preacher. A Study in Charcoal was written by Joseph Cochran, edited by Bud Lesser, produced and directed by Les Mitchell, who is here also as your host.
We're happy indeed that you could attend our radio theater this week. We hope you'll be back each and every week. We'll have another fine star in a play selected particularly for the actor's talent and for your pleasure.
Fay Bainter may be seen in the 20th Century Fox production, Give My Regards to Broadway. Van Desitel speaking.